Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. Israel says Lebanon is not part of ongoing two-week ceasefire between United States and Iran, claims killing nephew of Hezbollah chief Qasem in Beirut. Iran warns of strong response to continued Israeli attacks on Hezbollah. India sweeps four UN Economic and Social Council body elections. Taiwan terms China's attempts to infiltrate Taiwan as systematic, planned and targeted. And in Asian boxing championships, Indian women boxers dominate by clinching 10 medals including 4 gold in Mongolia. And now the news in detail. Ravin Azar, the ambassador of Israel to India, today reiterated Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's statement that Lebanon is not part of the ongoing two-week ceasefire between the United States and Iran. In an exclusive interview with a news agency, the Israeli envoy said, Israel has made this clear and the American administration has also confirmed it.
We have stated at the outset that Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire, and so have the Americans said. We are defending ourselves in Lebanon because Hezbollah decided to attack us unilaterally. They have been hitting communities in northern Israel, and we had to take action in order to get the threat much farther away. As you know, under the terms of the ceasefire, the Lebanese government was supposed to make sure that Hezbollah is no longer in South Lebanon. They didn't implement the agreement, so we had to take action, and we will continue until our security cabinet decides that we have dealt with the threat.
The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said today that it has killed Ali Yusuf Harshi, personal secretary of Hezbollah Secretary General Naim Qasem, in Beirut. Harshi was also nephew of the Hezbollah chief who heads the Lebanese group backed by Iran. The development comes a day after the US and Iran announced a two-week ceasefire agreement. IDF Chief of the General Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, said that Israel will continue to strike Hezbollah and use every operational opportunity. Meanwhile, Iran's Parliament Speaker, Mohammad Bagher Khalibaf, has warned that continued Israeli attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon would bring explicit costs and strong responses. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Iran has sharply criticized Israel's strikes on Lebanon, warning they could undermine ongoing negotiations. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian called the attacks violation of initial ceasefire agreement and said continued aggression would render talks meaningless. The Israeli military said it eliminated a close aide to Hezbollah leader Naim Qasem in a strike near Beirut, while also targeting weapons depot, launchers and command centers across southern Lebanon. European diplomats have called for Lebanon to be included in the broader ceasefire, warning that continued strikes risk collapsing the fragile truce. Iran has also not loosened its control over shipping movements through the Strait of Hormuz, raising concerns about global energy supplies if tensions escalate further. This is Vinod Kumar, World News, Dubai.
The External Affairs Minister reached Port Louis. Beg your pardon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the partnership between India and Mauritius has witnessed remarkable and substantive progress in the span of just over a year. In his statement to media in Mauritius today, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that during the state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mauritius in March last year, the two governments jointly agreed to elevate bilateral ties to an enhanced strategic partnership.
During the state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mauritius in March 2025, our two governments jointly agreed to elevate bilateral ties to an enhanced strategic partnership, a decision that stands as a powerful testament to the enduring bonds of history, of culture, and of mutual trust that has long united our peoples. This elevation equally reflects the expanding scope and deepening substance of our cooperation across a wide range of shared priorities, underscoring the unwavering commitment of both our nations.
The External Affairs Minister reached Port Louis, Mauritius earlier today to participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he is looking forward to productive engagements to advance the enhanced strategic partnership between India and Mauritius. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met United States Under Secretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment Michael P. Duffy at Washington in U.S. In a social media post, the spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that the meeting was aimed to advance India and US major defense partnership. It focused on co-production, sustainment and shared priorities in the Indo-Pacific region. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India has swept unopposed the 4 elections to Economic and Social Council bodies of the United Nations, marking a significant diplomatic achievement. The elections held at the United Nations headquarters were conducted by acclamation, indicating unanimous support from member states. Former senior diplomat Preeti Saran was re-elected in her personal capacity to the Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. She had previously chaired the committee's session last year. In addition, India secured seats in the Commission on Science and Technology for Development, the Committee on Non-Governmental Organizations, and the Committee for Programme and Coordination. Preeti Saran, a former Secretary East in the External Affairs Ministry, has had a distinguished 36-year career in the Indian Foreign Service, serving as India's envoy to Vietnam and holding diplomatic assignments in Toronto, Geneva, Dhaka, Cairo, and Moscow. Taiwan's National Security Bureau NSB Director General Tsai Ming-wen has described China's attempts to infiltrate Taiwan as systematic, planned and targeted, with strategy shifting from recruiting mid-level military officers to rank-and-file enlisted personnel. In his remarks at a meeting of the legislature's Foreign Affairs and National Defense Committee yesterday, Tsai said that Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has been using national security, intelligence operations and United Front efforts to carry out intelligence gathering and espionage in Taiwan. According to local media reports, Tsai accused the CCP of using specific networks to screen targets through exchange activities and recruiting local collaborators to set up intelligence gathering organizations. One man was killed and several women were injured in a drone strike carried out by Pakistani forces in the Mustang district of Balochistan today. The Balochistan Post reported that Pakistani forces targeted a house in the Qutbgarh area of Mustang with a drone, fatally injuring a man, Abdul Samad, while women in the house were also wounded. Abdul was transferred to Quetta for medical treatment when he succumbed to his injuries on the way. Indian women's team delivered a historic performance at the Asian Boxing Championship 2026, finishing on the top of the medal charts with a total of 10 medals, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. Under the stewardship of head coach Santiago Nieva, every member of the women's team returned home with a medal, stamping their authority on the continental competition. Meenakshi claimed the first goal of the day with a commanding 5-0 victory over Mongolia's Nomundri Enk Amgalan. Preeti continued her sensational run, defeating Chinese Taipei's Wang Xiaowen, a 3-time world champion and Tokyo 2020 Olympic bronze medalist, by a unanimous 5-0 decision to secure the top podium finish. Priya added to India's gold tally with a clinical 3-0 win over North Korea's Wong Eun-gyong in the final. Arundhati also impressed, registering a 4-1 victory against Kazakhstan's Baike Saidish to clinch gold in her category. India added 2 silver medals to its tally, with Jasmine finishing runner-up after a strong campaign, while Alfian Pathan also secured silver following her final bout. 2-time national champion Meenakshi Goyat came back from the brink to beat South Korea's Song Park to reach the final of the women's 53-kilogram category, while Hansika Lamba added another bronze medal to India's tally at the Senior Asian Wrestling Championships in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 182 runs for Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. In reply, Lucknow Super Giants were 88 for 3 in 10.4 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Israel says Lebanon is not part of ongoing 2-week ceasefire between United States and Iran, claims killing nephew of Hezbollah chief Qasem in Beirut. Iran warns of strong response to continued Israeli attacks on Hezbollah. India sweeps 4 UN Economic and Social Council body elections. Taiwan terms China's attempts to infiltrate Taiwan as systematic, planned and targeted. And in Asian Boxing Championships, Indian women boxers dominate by clinching 10 medals, including 4 golds in Mongolia. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.